little bit. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I bring greetings from Myanmar and especially from the Bible school that I work for, Myanmar Evangelical Graduate School of Theology. So greetings from all the students, faculty and staff and their family. And also greetings from Myanmar churches. If you accept their greetings, can you put up your hands? Very good. Thank you so much. They'll be very happy to see that. And I think as I'm here, you must raise your hand for me to welcome me also. If you can clap hands for me to welcome me, I'll be very happy. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Welcome to the church. And I always said on Sunday for Christians, going to church is the best thing. And the best place to go on Sunday is the church. Because we are connected with other people and we see one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. So the church is the best place to go on Sunday as Christians. So you are welcome, and we do believe that we will have very good time together. So before I preach, I talked to Brother Jeff and I asked him, how many minutes should I preach? Because I want to be obedient. He said, at least 45 minutes. I can do that. I can do that. But in Myanmar, the congregation have two sayings. Number one, a handsome preacher do not preach very long. So I think I'm handsome. I may not preach longer than that. And another saying they have is that if you preach short, what will happen? You will be invited again. So I want to be invited again next year. So yeah, I hope I can come back next year. And I'm excited not only that I'll be part of you again, but someone challenged me in playing badminton, which I really love. This morning I watched him, and when he stepped down from here, he had a hard time. I know that he cannot beat me at all. So I will come back. I'll come back. You'll see me. Let's see. Okay, as I'm here, actually my leadership style in Myanmar is transparent, being transparent, transparency. I want people to see what I'm doing. The way we handle money, I want many people to see. So that is what I'm doing. Therefore, wherever I go, I observe the church. What the people are doing secretly, privately, I want to expose and I want to reveal. This morning, the whole congregation, I want to reveal to you what the mission board is doing secretly. Are you excited about that? You'll be excited about that. What is that? Do you know? Last year when I came here, I talked to the mission board and I challenged them, I invite them, why not you sponsor one student at MEX? Because MEX is growing, student number increasing. The churches in Myanmar are growing. Why not you sponsor one student? And I think they obey me. Did they inform you that one? If not, very bad, right? So today I inform you. So after you know that, what may happen? Not only one, you may sponsor two. Because I reveal to you, I tell you already, if few people only know, one student. If many people know, two students. That will be very good, right? What I'm trying to say is that I, on behalf of MEX family, want to say thank you so much for being with us, for training young people for mission. Because in Myanmar, among the Christians, Government open is open. Government university is open. For government service, they have more salary. But according to my observation, I'm not wrong. Among the Christian young people, ugly people go to government school, universities, and beautiful and handsome people come to Bible school. Very wonderful. But in New Zealand, maybe that may be the opposite. Okay? That may be the opposite. But in Myanmar, beautiful people are godly people. Beautiful people go to Bible school. Therefore, continue to be with us. Your support means a lot in Myanmar. $1 is how much in Myanmar? 1,000. So $1,000 is 1 million already. So if you sponsor with 2,000, 2 million already. So actually, your support, your being with us, very, very wonderful. We are very happy. We pray for you. And whenever I go home, I mention Anchor Church. And you are on our prayer list. We are with you also. Even though we cannot mention your name, each name individually, but collectively we pray for you. We will continue to pray for you. And we look forward to see you in Myanmar. Myanmar is very unique. The people are afraid to go there. One time, I talked to someone and invited to come to Myanmar during the military time. He said, CK, when I come to Myanmar, should the military people kill me in the airport right away? Then I said, no, you will not be killed. Don't afraid, you come. So many people are afraid to go to Myanmar, but once they go there, they cannot stop going there. Those who are going there once, they cannot stop it. At least they go 3 times. So look at here, for example. This morning we have very special friends from other church, Pastor Phil and Antia. Can you please show your face? Yeah, so they are there. So they are the ESOL teacher also in the past. We told them, don't come anymore, but they cannot stop coming. They keep on coming because they love Myanmar. They love mission. They love the church. They love our students there. So it is very good. And also, we should welcome back Peggy. Where is she? Oh, she's also from another church. Yeah, Peggy also. So she's joining us. So even though she's not very strong physically, she continue want to come to Myanmar. So that's very important. So continue to be with us. Young people, you're welcome to Myanmar also. Don't go only to Fiji, okay? You come also to Myanmar. We will play soccer. You'll see young people in Myanmar. You'll really love and you'll really enjoy. You are welcome. And for all of you also, welcome to Myanmar. And we will be the couples to see you in the airport. We'll take care of you. If you don't have airfare, we promise we will supply you, also will provide you. We will sponsor for your airfare also. Okay? So if we sponsor your airfare, how many of you like to visit Myanmar? Okay. Monday we arrive here, and we have very good time. We stay with Brother Jeff and Catherine. They look after us very well, and they feed us very well. And I have some weight, and Rebecca gained 10 pounds already. So I think as soon as we get home, she must struggle to reduce her weight. And I gained some weight also. So that is the way we are looked after. So the hospitality we see in Jeff and Catherine reflects your love and hospitality to us also. As a church, thank you so much for loving us, welcoming us, and putting our names in your member list, I think. Have you done? Actually, we applied for that already. Okay, so I want to preach the Word of God this morning. Before that, I want to give you warning. Warning, right? Very strong warning. I'm in the ministry, full-time ministry, for 22 years already. And my ministry mainly is serving people, the needy people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. 22 years of experience. Whenever I preach, I hardly see some people sleeping like this. From my boyhood, I love pets, especially chicken. Morning, they will crow, they will wake me up, I will get rice and feed them. And some chicken, they eat very fast. But I see sometimes some chicken eating like this. I know that, this one will not last long. This one will go very soon. We are going to eat spiritual food today. If something happened like this, you remind yourself, the song for you is, Nearer My God to Thee, okay? So that will be your song. So be careful, okay? So whether you are young or not, okay, if you do that, that is a reminder for you. Okay, actually our passage for today is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. If I read, 45 minutes will be gone. So I will not read again. But when we look at this passage, actually, this is not originally Paul's idea. Actually, Jesus has been teaching about love, agape love already. And Paul is repeating again. So actually, this passage can be divided into two. Genuine love towards other Christians and Christian community, and how to love, how to practice a genuine love among unbelievers. So this morning, I will not speak about the first part, verses 9 to 13, but I will speak the second part only, which is contextually we apply in Myanmar also. So the first part has to do with Christians loving one another, serving one another, showing hospitality to one another. So those we know already. The second part, what we do in Myanmar, is what I want to share today. Okay, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. So Paul taught to the people in Rome, telling them that whoever persecutes you, because you are a Christian, you must bless them. Bless those who persecute you. But how do we bless those who are persecuting us? By doing good work, by not speaking evil against them. That is how we bless. As Christians in Myanmar, those who are naughty to us, those who want to make problem to us, those who say, do not worship in apartment churches, like that. So we do good to them. For example, we have a children home, and actually in Myanmar, when we talk about religion, if we are arguing with the Buddhist people, we should be afraid of young girl, young boy, even a widow, even a woman. Because they can take us to court. They can accuse us. Oh, Sikhs are giving us. And he is talking bad about Buddhism. So I can be in jail. So even for our orphanage home, during the military time, we are afraid of everyone, even our neighborhood. Therefore, when God has supplied us money for the land, we choose the suburb area, the outskirts area, where we do not see many people, so that the people, the neighboring people will not hear us, the local people will not know us, that we exist there. That's why we are very close to the rubbish dump, Rebecca's mission. But we do believe that God has a purpose in there. So, actually, in Myanmar, persecution and oppression is quite common. as a student, actually I studied up to my MTH in India. In 1994, when I returned, after finishing my BD, I was arrested in the boundary area. In 97, when I come back after my study, I was arrested again. Investigated, asking a lot of questions so that I'll be trapped, but politely, showing respect to them, I answer all the questions. Sometimes, one army man, he will ask me, remove all your clothes. Very difficult. So, even then, even with that kind of situation, we never curse them. We never speak evil against them. We never try to take revenge. And that is the way we are living in Myanmar. One of my graduates in the past, Mr. Tachi, they have their own service, Sunday worship service at home. But the neighbor man reported to the local authority and they arrested him and they put him in jail. But after paying a lot of money, he was released again. So Myanmar churches for many years, especially since 1962, has been going persecution, oppression, and many, many challenges. But we do believe, we are convinced that sometimes our challenges, our hardship is a blessing. Because if we have full freedom, we may be very negligent. We may be very careless. So time to time, when there is some difficulties, persecution, oppression, we come together, we pray together, we worship together, and we are more humble also. So persecution in Myanmar, oppression in Myanmar is a blessing for believers. We do not say that we will invite persecution, but every hardship we are facing in Myanmar, that is actually a blessing for the churches in Myanmar. And the second point mentioned in this verse 15, is rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So the meaning of that verse is share the experience of the people in the country. If they are sad, visit them. If they are happy, join their happiness. So that is what we are doing. And that is very effective way of approaching, reaching unbeliever in Myanmar also. For example, in Myanmar, actually our apartment that we live is 8-story building, no lift. So every day, 50 steps we have to climb up to reach our house. And my office, to reach the 6th floor, 100 steps. So every day, 150 steps I go up. So every day I'm very close to heaven. Very good. Now, in apartment setting Myanmar, two doors face to face. We have apartment where we live, and the opposite is a Buddhist family, face-to-face door. But the family there, they are quite proud. Her husband is a taxi driver, so in Myanmar context, if we have a taxi, and if one of the family members drive, they get about $400-$500 New Zealand dollar a month. So in Myanmar context, that is a big income already. So they look down on us, and they are not quite open and not friend. One day, her husband got sick, nearly died. We are not happy actually, but he was very close to death. And Rebecca and myself, we decided we should visit him in the hospital. We visited him, bring some fruits and some present also, and we go to him, sit for a long time, talk about many things. And after that, The whole family are very friendly to us, open to us. And many oftentimes, even if we forget to say, hello, good morning, they themselves will start speaking to us. So that is the way we are doing when we deal with unbelievers in Myanmar. So we are very happy that Paul is telling us, okay, share the experience of other people. When they are shared, when they are having some problems, you go to them and they will be friendly to you. So we thank God for Paul for telling us this thing. And also in Myanmar, the rich people do not care the poor people. And it is the poor that love the poor people. Because we share the same experience. My children, as we live on the fourth floor, some bakers used to come. They will have their own instrument. They will play and they will sing. As soon as they hear the singing of bakers, our children will ask us, Mommy, Daddy, give us 200, 500. We thought that they will buy something, but they will go down and put their money into the pot of bakers. People are watching us. Neighboring people are watching us. When Christian children are doing like that, they are surprised. They are so impressed. Sometimes they are saying, oh, we are so surprised to learn about you Christian people. Then when we ask, what is that? You are loving one another too much. You love other people and the poor and the needy also. So we are very happy that we Christians in Myanmar share the suffering and difficulty, and even when they are sick, their experience with unbeliever people. The third thing, do not be proud. Actually, when we come to New Zealand is a very peaceful country, and we really love the Kiwi people because you are very peaceful, you are very humble, you are very friendly. We really appreciate, we learn many things from you because in Myanmar, our forefathers, village and village, they fight. If they kill, they will cut the neck. They will bring the neck to their village and the people will applaud them, praise them. He will come, the killer will come back as a hero. He will be very proud. Myanmar, even though we are poor, one of the poorest countries in the world, the people in Myanmar, we are very proud. That's why even CK is saying, even though he is not handsome, he is always saying handsome, right? We are very proud. In Myanmar, if you come to Myanmar, you will see many gold in the hands of women, especially women are very proud, you see, sometimes. See, how proud they are, let me tell you. Some women are very proud, more than men. In Myanmar, okay, not here. In Myanmar, some rich people, from the rich people family, the wife will have a cancer. And he will go to very good clinics. And she will eat, she will take very expensive medicine. So, because she is going to die very soon with cancer. Even at that point, what will she say to her friends? Whenever they get them, I go to that clinics, very good. My medicine that I am taking now is very expensive. They are still very proud of what they are taking and their suffering and sickness also. So women are very proud of their sickness also sometimes. I suffer from cancer. I suffer from breast cancer. They are very proud, actually. Myanmar is the same thing. If we go to meet a doctor, if we do not have gold, ring, or something like that, necklace, the doctor will not speak to us nicely. That's why at home I have artificial gold necklace, big one. They do not know that is real or not. Sometimes I go to the clinic, the doctor will say, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. So as soon as I get home back, I put it in the wardrobe again. So that is What I'm trying to say is that Myanmar people are very proud. So in that kind of country, we Christian cannot be proud. Because pride. If we have pride in our life, what will happen? The people will run away from us. In mission in Myanmar, we cannot show our pride. We cannot be very proud. If we do that, when we preach, they will not listen to us. When we share, they will not come to us. That's why humbleness is very important in Myanmar. Rebecca, God has given a dream to her to start the mission. Okay, so Hope Center, Hope Children's Center, and actually I support her, I encourage her, because I know that that is humble ministry. The rich, there are many rich Christians in Myanmar, they don't want to start that kind of thing. As soon as she told me, I want to do something for the Rab Isdam children, I know that that is God's calling, and that is very, very humble calling. Then I said, okay, start it. We will start, I'll be with you. Very humble ministry, actually. So, that is what is happening. The last one. Whenever a preacher preach, what the congregation really enjoy to hear is, this is the last point. Okay? So, this is the last point in my conclusion, concluding point. Do not take revenge. Do not pay evil for evil. In Myanmar, as a minority group, we cannot take revenge. Not that we are afraid of unbeliever, but revenge doesn't give us any benefit. Revenge doesn't advance for the gospel. Let me tell you one example. At our children's home, orphanage home, we have only one neighbor before. Now, houses are built surrounding us. Our area is surrounded by monasteries only. But the local family is right the next land. We are quite close. And they are a big family. They have young people. And especially the woman, the mother. Very ugly, very black. And if I am very happy that she doesn't do haka. Actually, if she do haka, she will be very dangerous to see. Very unfriendly, very rude to us. Whenever we have special occasion, when we pray aloud, when we sing aloud, she will pick up the stone and throw at our building. Sometimes Rebecca said, I will go and talk to her. But I know that if she do that, boxings will take place. I said, no, don't do that. But what do we do to her? Her husband is sick. Time to time we visit him, give him some medicine. Whenever Christmas come, New Year time come, we buy something lungji and give it to them as a present, Christmas gift. And now when Rebecca has started her mission, her granddaughter also joined Rebecca's mission. Now, even though she is not a Christian, she is very friendly. I would say she is better than us now. Whenever we go there, she will say, hello, how are you? Thank you so much. Good to see you here. So she is open. Why is that? Because we do not pay evil for evil. We do not take revenge. We are humble. We patiently approach other people. So this is the way we live in Myanmar. Even though, especially myself, when I was young, I practiced Kung Fu. Judo also. Boxing also. See? Brother Peter, do you hear me? I play soccer. I play badminton, carom board. Ah, I play many, many things. Okay, don't run away. Okay, wait. Sometimes when that thing happens, when the people are naughty, I want to say something, I want to do something to them. But for the sake of the gospel, I humble myself. I control myself. And by doing that, the Lord is teaching us many lessons. And in Myanmar, the churches are growing because we are doing like that. We bless the people, those who are naughty to us. And we share their experiences. And we don't show our pride, even though in our heart we may be very proud. We don't show that. And we do not take revenge when unbelievers are naughty to us. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.